if Obama gave the go-ahead for them tack when the dollar fails, end quote. Well, it is true that Iranian ships are headed this way. Not 57. But according to Admiral Afshin Haddad, the vessels already entered the Atlantic Ocean via waters near South Africa. Haddad says that the fleet is approaching U.S. maritime borders for the very first time. It's only about 14 miles from the East Coast. So why would Iran do this? I'll explain right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So what is true about these Iranian warships headed to the East Coast? Well, first of all, it doesn't appear to be 57, but actually two vessels. One is a smaller frigate, which will carry about 30 naval cadets. The other is a supply ship. But they will remain on this mission for about 3 months. Now, what is interesting about this story are the internet stories of how the Iranians are coming to war, how they're coming to the East Coast, how 57 ships are headed this way. How could we allow them so close to U.S. waters? And yet, when you consider the reason for Iran sending their ships this way, Iran is protesting the U.S. Navy deploying ships into the Persian Gulf, which we've been doing for some time. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet is based in Bahrain, just across the Persian Gulf from Iran. And the U.S. conducts regular exercises in the Persian Gulf, just in case. Exercises that we in the U.S. would be enraged by if the Iranians were doing them in waters so close to us. Now keep in mind, one of these ships the Iranians are sending over was almost destroyed by a U.S. fighter jet in 1988. Some media reports have referred to these ships as being nothing more than rust buckets, hardly a threat to the United States. As for the claim that the Obama administration wants to attack these ships if the dollar fails, well, that is based much more in fantasy than anything else. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up on your computer, but it's going to be coming to your mobile phone in the form of text. It's not an application. And it's an organizing application. I keep calling it an application. The way it works is to organize your day. But what cuts them out from the rest of the herd, what Civil Dispatch does unbidden, based on your locale, is what makes the difference. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, the things you can't possibly plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, blizzard, polar vortex, it doesn't matter. You're going to find out. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, this is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. From time to time, I get asked, hey, why don't you talk about this? Why don't you talk about that? It isn't that I don't know about it. It's that I don't want to talk about it. But I am not, you know, I'm indicative of the American gun owner out there today. Although I like to think I may stay awake more often. I'm not a single-issue voter, per se. But if you look at an American gun owner, what you're going to find is sort of a mishmash of a libertarian, independent, conservative blend of the average citizen. The shared values that I'm talking about, where gun owners stand, generally as a rather reliable early warning to... The way they look at things is how you can get a good idea of how the nation is going to go. And that's because the health of the Second Amendment is a really good indicator of the overall health of the nation. So you as a gun owner work sort of a double duty. Not only are you sort of a sensitive early indicator, but you're loud. You're the canary in the coal mine. And you can depend on us complaining as a reliable way to let you know that whatever is happening to us is going to happen to non-gun owners next. Now, there's a little bit of a difference when you're looking at the demographic because, you know, there's over 100 million gun owners in the United States today. And we are actually a very good segment to listen to. If you're wanting to think of who to trust for information or some insight that leads to that kind of life, the conservative, libertarian, independent blend, if you will. And this is why gun rights is not really a single question. There is more to how gun rights gone means all other rights go next. Now, first of all, it's not all about rights. A lot of time we're talking about a way of life, commerce, regulations, and shortages, each of which affects us all, gun owner or not. No matter what your political position, we all have to worry about energy and food and safety of services and a most reasonable freedom of movement within our shores. And this is a common value that is shared by gun owners and non-gun owners alike. So for the non-gun owners, you're out there saying, well, how does this relate to gun control? Gun control is not about controlling a tool. It's about controlling you. It's not about control of guns or safety or politics. It's about control of your life. And from the very beginning, when it first reared its ugly head, gun control has been an indicator of the health of the nation by being an indicator of how far the American people can be pushed. The original purpose of gun control was to be a dependable indicator for officials of how deep they can push us, the electorate, and how much we will tolerate of their political nonsense and the unreasonable approach they may make. That unreasonable is made to sound reasonable. And they did that by pushing gun control on newly emancipated American blacks first. But it worked so well, why not spread it to everybody? And keep up with me here. This is important. I'll carry it over into the next segment because it's sort of long. Politicians can understand from one freshman generation to the next that if the people will delegate responsibility for what belongs only to them, the people, personal safety especially, to begin with, then they will delegate anything. If you're willing to give up your own self-reliance to take care of yourself, which really, truly, nobody else is going to do it, they'll keep going. This is not talking about giving an inch. Till this little paradigm is reversed, the belief will continue amongst them, amongst the politicians. And it's to our detriment. So far, for them, it is absolutely Pavlovian. They have seen that this is very true. If we delegate it to them, we'll delegate anything to them. So this evergreen control served the primary purpose of interfering with one dynamic: citizen authority to act in an emergency and your ability to fight crime where it is fought best. And that is, folks, the scene of the crime, wherever that's happening at this time. This citizen authority has not really changed. It has, however, been vexed and frustrated and concealed and punished in many cases. Many sheriffs know this is true. And in California, you know, now they get to try to restore it by granting concealed carry to constituents when they can. And for this, with these sheriffs who have not seen fit to take advantage of us, and you know who they are, we owe them our thanks. So, how does this relate to the 2014 election that is looming on the horizon? Ask yourself this. Do you trust yourselves and the other 100 million plus gun owners and concealed carry sheriffs to share the same values you have in your home? Or do you believe that politicians, independent of the electorate, have ideas better than the restoring integrity of office and fair play and abolishing corruption? Do you trust them to abolish corruption? Now, here's a little question for you to ponder. Do gun owners abolish corruption? Yes. An armed citizen is the law present in the absence of police. Police are not the only ones who enforce the law. They involve citizens. We do have programs such as CERT for emergencies, neighborhood watch programs, militias who operate under the governor as their commander-in-chief of the state, and not as hate groups, certainly. We have Amber Alerts, just to name a few examples of how you, as just regular citizen, one of the people, play a vital role in keeping the peace and working with law enforcement. We'll continue this when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I'm telling you, the American gun owner, how vital you are to the overall health and welfare of this nation. And we play a vital role wherever we are, in keeping peace. And this is all about the authority of we the people to act independently. Now, we can stop a crime in progress. We may come to the aid of another. We may bring lethal force to bear if one reasonably believes that he or she is in grave danger. In California, which I don't know if this is actually still in force, but historically you've had you have no duty to retreat, tactically speaking. And retreat is often a very unwise move. Your back is to them. You hold suspects for police. Some of you even arrest people. Like all defensive and legal actions, you have to be trained to a certain degree about these things. But more important, America's gun owners who understand these, you've got to bring them outside the liberty community to the layman, to the low-info voter, to clear the air of the derogatory smear and myth and show how vexing gun rights, affect every single household adversely on so many levels. We've got to get out there to the people that are indifferent about armed rights or armed citizen rights and authority, and do not know that their police have no duty whatsoever to protect them, the individual, from criminal acts. And warn them about their reliance on police to the exclusion of their own independent action. Most people believe that shooting and killing an aggressor is the only reason for having a gun. And too many people believe that gun ownership cannot assure safer streets nonviolently. The armed citizen is actually very key to safer streets that most people long for. The indifferent people out there to arm citizen societal purpose or even opposing it, think of us, the gun owner, as eager to shoot. We're subject to forces beyond our control. And they say things like the fraud that a gun in a home is 17 times more likely to shoot a loved one. These are the things that we need to address in order to muster support for the armed people as the norm. That needs to be the new normal. Gun owners are the most mobile and family-minded authority for delivering that message. Now, like I said, politicians become cognizant quick. And they realize that if you will get out there and say, it's dangerous out here, keep us safe, that you'll give up anything. You'll give up anything. Why do you think that they even discuss taking over 401ks and retirement plans, or taking over health care, or taking veterans and taking away their gun rights? Why do you think they do that? They've done it because for far too long, too many people have been willing to give up their independence. Out there right now, in the country, with this new information dissemination apparatus that we have in place, there's a lot of people that are waiting to hear or read how Second Amendment rights in 2014 are going to affect them personally. That's what has to get their attention. They have to understand that this hits us right now. The key is going to be showing them how the forces harassing them on all issues they grapple are long related to the concept of interfering with personal independence, concealing knowledge of citizen authority to act, and making hay, political hay, of crisis after crisis, when certain people can only see the crisis and not the interference that compels it all along. For these people, for these politicians, when somebody asks for a remedy, that's their stock and trade. This is what they do. I need a solution. I will get you one, constituent. For personal citizen independence, though, the formula is the same, but in a different application. When everybody decried what happened in Aurora, my first thought was, what difference would a trained gun owner, a gun carrier, have made in that? When I heard about Sandy Hook, I said, I wish I had been in the atrium. I practice personal independence of we the people. The formula is the same, but it's in a different application. There has to be official recognition of citizen authority to act as a way of curtailing violence. Stop it before it is completed. In one way or another now, in various times of in recent history, past history, we now, all 50 states, one way or the other, have affirmed Second Amendment values. And most recently, the Ninth Circuit has done it in California. They've been told they can't remove both open carry and concealed carry. But that's not enough. That's not enough. That's done begrudgingly. We have to see America at large, gun owner and non-gun owner alike, have to see a national will to reduce bureaucracy as being connected to the health of armed citizen rights and official recognition of what is our lawful latitude. Interfering with the ability to fight violence where it is fought best is habit by many now, especially in the political class. There are people that call for it. There are people that clamor for it. There are people that are afraid because they've become so used to somebody doing something for them on their behest. And that is a formula for disaster, because when the chips are down, when the stuff hits the fan, those citizens, those people, these people, our countrymen, are unarmed, they are defenseless, and they're going to be unprepared, and they're going to be slaughtered. And what a difference we would make if we were there with them. They've been sold. They've been sold a bad bill of goods that doesn't stop anything. Think about that when you go out there into we are the trustworthy. We are the barometer. We're the canary in the coal mine. If you want to look at the health of the nation, look at your Second Amendment right. If it's being interfered with, the nation has a cold. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Shut coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Coming out of Maryland. Yay. They are set to target 110,000 of their people with gun confiscation under a new law that would link the state's gun registry with its criminal database. And they're going to hire new troopers set to be hired to enforce door-to-door visits of illegal gun owners. What is it about the East Coast? I know we got California out on the West Coast. What is it about these East Coast states? Maryland State Police complained that there's no way for them to identify gun owners who have been convicted of felonies, meaning they can't check if weapons have been relinquished in accordance with state law. This new legislation being considered by their House of Delegates would allow police to run checks on the state's gun registry against its criminal database at least twice a year at a cost of $300,000 to create the new system. State police estimate that if they link the databases, they would find 10% of registered gun owners, about 110,000 people, would be disqualified. They estimate a rate of 1% each year thereafter. They're talking about 7 new full-time troopers to investigate findings from the new database would be hired with a cost of more than $1 million a year for salaries and equipment. So in other words, More armed police would be needed to conduct dangerous door-to-door confiscations of the thousands of people that would be snagged under the new law. Here's what they do. When they propose the gun registry, this is, you know, this first thing they're going to say is, whether you, if you have nothing to hide, then you have nothing to fear. So just register your guns. And, you know, then all the law-abiding, they wait, you know, they walk up and they do it. We saw that in Connecticut, about 50,000 of them. Some of them don't. Some of them don't. Now, once the registry comes into play, Maryland or any of these other guys get out there and say, hey, you know what, states' rights, we're going to lower the bar here in the state of Maryland or the state of California or the state of New York or the state of Connecticut as to who can own a gun. Used to be just felonies, right? Let's make it certain misdemeanors. Let's cover this and this and this. And they lower the bar. And then suddenly a new class of gun disabilities is created. So then they get out there and they say, well, there's a lot of people that have been disqualified from owning a gun that, you know, they still own guns. What to do, what to do? We wouldn't even know where to look, would we? Well, wait a minute. We got this gun registry list. If there was some way to cross-check the databases, we need to take the gun registry list and run each one of those names against the new lower barred qualification setup and see who, how many hits we get at that. And then a bunch of mall ninjas that have gotten out there and they've gone through the police academy and they get to wear all black and all this other stuff. They get to tool up and ride out there and, you know, maybe you got out there and you were convicted of having too many traffic tickets at one time. Or maybe you've, there's so many little things that you get ensnared in that doesn't really make you a desperado, but it comes up on the radar and before you know it, you're sitting there. Well, you're probably not sitting there. You're probably asleep. It's probably 4 a.m. You never hear about this kind of thing being popped on a... you never hear about a no-knock warrant being visited upon a route delivery driver because those guys get up at midnight, 2 a.m. They're not even there. But let's just say you're the average guy. And you're gonna, you don't go to work. You've got an 8-to-5 job. So you're going to be asleep at 4 a.m. Suddenly... pounding, slam, slam, big high lumen flashlights in your face. Get face down. You're already face down in the bed. Get off the bed and get face down on the floor. They're throwing stuff around your house. Your door is splintered. They're knocking things over. You got 6 guns jammed in your face. They find a gun and say, well, according to our database, the other day you were convicted of jaywalking. Therefore, you now have a gun disability, sir. And then maybe they... you're lucky if they only take the gun. What if they arrest you because you're now a prohibited person and you have a gun? Now, they do this. The way they get this done is those people that I just mentioned, those indifferent people to gun rights, they get out there and they pitch this. They sell it to them by saying, we're doing this to disarm criminals. And I'm sure down at Gang Central or wherever all the criminals congregate, I'm sure they get together and they're out there and they get a, you know, they read the paper. I'm sure that happens. I'm sure that happens. And they look at it and they say, excuse me, gang leader, but it says we have to register our guns. Let's carpool. And by lowering this bar, they expanded the prohibited person's list. The criminals are not going to register their firearms. They don't care. If it was so easy to disarm criminals when they tooled up, they'd be going to where the criminals are and not to where the homeowner is. The criminals are probably awake because they're predators of the night. And who wants to roll up on them and them not go, let me interlace my fingers behind my head? That's not happening. in Maryland last year, a U.S. Navy veteran, David A. Schmecker, had his guns confiscated by police after a forced psychiatric evaluation, despite him having no criminal or psychiatric history. In August 2012, there was a veteran in Ohio who had his guns taken because he was adjudged to be mentally incompetent, despite the fact that his previous VA psychiatric evaluations were all clear. He was not on medication. He had no criminal record. In February 2012, David Sardi, you might have seen him on Doomsday Preppers. He was the big guy that had big, you know, he was one of the Doomsday Preppers. He visited his doctor complaining of chest pains, and the doctor committed him to a psychiatric ward and alerted authorities before he was declared mentally defective and put on an FBI list that stripped him of his Second Amendment rights. So Maryland's preparations for gun confiscation arrives on the back of what's happening in Connecticut, and they're refusing. This powder keg, this is what this all leads to, okay? Too many people out there have gotten out there and completely abdicated their personal responsibility. They've left it to politicians. Politicians have looked at this, and they've said, they asked us to give them a solution to their personal safety. Let's see how far we can take it. And this is setting a very dangerous stage. A very dangerous stage. It is daunting. Yeah, it is daunting when you're a homeowner and you're laying there with your wife and you're in your flannel sheets and it's cold and you've got the comforter up. Thermostat is up and it's blowing and you just want to be comfortable and cozy and everything. Boom! Door comes open. SWAT's coming in. And you don't know what they're going to do. I'm all the time talking about, well, when a criminal comes in there, ladies, and he wants to rape you, you don't know how far he's going to take it. How far do you know SWAT's going to take it? I mean, you can get out there and comply. Please don't point your mobile phone at him. Please don't have anything in your hands. Stick your hands behind your... cross them in front of your chest. No, don't do that, because then you'll look like you're already ready to die. You don't know what they're going to do. This is a very dangerous, precipitous time. There's some people that are not going to take it. If the police, and believe me, there are police that have political agendas with them. If they blindly forsake their oath, if they go out there and say, it's the law, they're going to create a class of citizen the likes of which we've never seen before in our lives. They will make Chris Dorner look like a romper room reject. Yep. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Own a gun. The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Brady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. I want to put out a little statement. I know some of you are hung up on who's who and what's what. And I don't know if it's for my own edification or whatever. There's a lot of people that seem to feel that I need to be of a mindset that's a concern of mine. So I want you to understand this, and this is not to denigrate anybody. But I do this because when the stuff hits the fan, identification is not going to matter. You'll know who they are. They'll be the ones coming for you. And they'll be coming for people like you and like me. I find it distracting to get out there and worry about this. And let me point one thing out. When you get out there and you start identifying a group, isn't that the same thing the gun grabbers do to us? Us people, you people. Isn't it the same potential smear that they heap on us every time they want to impose their will upon us. Now, I'm not trying to alienate anybody here. Self-reliance is the lowest common denominator. It is where everything is at. When the moment comes, if you're not prepared to be self-reliant, all things end. Bad guys, it might come upon you, and they have no political affiliation whatsoever. Criminals don't. They want to take what you got, and they will. And in some cases, they're completely willing to do whatever they got to do to take it. You have a personal responsibility to the people that are in your family, the people that know you, to stick around, because it will decimate their lives if you get killed or maimed or become less than you were before that violent action may occur to you. Now, if you are hung up on that, and I'm not your cup of tea, I completely understand. Because when all of these details work themselves out and it goes sideways, there's going to be a whole lot of guys like me waiting behind you. I get accused. I got an email string this past weekend where somebody took it upon themselves to educate me. I don't talk about stuff like that. I don't bring stuff like that to the table. I wasn't approached to come here because I did, or because of the potential I might do it. I was brought here to do what I do. I'm not hung up on any particular group. That is the exact same psychological approach, the same divide and conquer out there. To get out there and look at one group and say, hey, these are bad. It's the same thing they do to classify what they call an assault weapon. Because it has a carry handle and a flash hider and a bayonet lug and a telescopic stock. Those are bad. They're only designed to kill people. They fire 30 rounds in half a second out of the clip. I like people that are well-read. I like people that read into the situation and everything. Getting out there and looking at the symptoms and not worrying and not even considering the cure is the same thing that's done to us today on a daily basis. It's the same way they try to control us. They get out there and say, we have to do something about gun violence. What can we do? Oh, yeah, we'll prohibit guns. What I advocate is a very simple thing. It's classless. Every individual out there, you know, I'm sure there's lots of bad people that are Protestant and Caucasian and were born in Ecuador and all kinds of places. There are bad people everywhere that just can't wait for you to give up a little bit of personal reliance, a little bit of personal dependence on them, you know, a little bit of independence, I meant, a little bit of personal responsibility. As soon as you can give that up, and they'll ride in on what the horse that has been dyed white, and they'll say, I'm here. I will handle this for you. Go back to your lives. Go back to the subterfuge. Watch TV. Football's on tonight. And Dancing with the Stars. But like I said, I'm not trying to alienate anybody here, but if all you're concerned with is the symptom, okay, fair enough. I'm not. I'm not. And I'm not going to get distracted by it. I'm just not going to let that happen. And I don't think I'm talking to deaf people, but I got a question for you. When you're getting hung up on these labels that you lay on people. My question is, what are you doing to prepare? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, what are you doing to prepare? What can you do to prepare? Because when it all hits, and I don't think it's a matter of if, I think it's a matter of when. When it all hits, in those first few hours, the only one that's going to be able to help you is going to be you. And if you're not ready for it, we probably lose somebody that is, you know, overall a really good person. And we lose enough of that already. My approach is quite blunt. And it's quite plain. I'm not worried about the periphery. All of that stuff is in the periphery. There are people out there that are of certain persuasions, and yes, they are bad, just as they are of all persuasions. They are the true predators. There's two classes of predators out there. There's the political predator, and there's the criminal predator. The political predator is quite insidious. They come in there and say, I'm doing this for the safety. I'm doing it for the children. Everybody goes, and looks up at him. And he's a predator. Because if you give up 1 ounce of your rights, 1 millimeter, one whatever measure, the smallest measure you can think of, if you give it up and they notice it, it's like blood in the water with a great white circling you. That doesn't satisfy them. That makes them want more. And when they come in and that political shark takes a bite out of you, do you care anything about his motivation, or do you want to stop him? It is not for me to decide your priorities by any means. You know, I do this because I'm passionate about it, and I'm just as passionate about what I do as anybody is about anything they try to push my way. I will engage you, but if that's all you got, if you bring nothing else to the table, I'll listen to you once, okay? Coming up in the next hour, we should be joined by Texas Law Shield. So we'll see how that plays. It should be Edwin, or should be Michelle at least, maybe Edwin and Michelle. We'll see what's coming up next. So let's go into the next hour. Let's move on with the show. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.